What's in your garage?
For being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, July the 20th, 2017. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. Got a lot to do. As we inch closer to the opening of college football camps, we have Paul Strelo at 8:05 this morning. Clemson has their big all-in cookout coming up tomorrow. We'll tell you the latest. What's going on with that? Got our... Since we are in the middle of the British Open opening round, we've got a dozen TaylorMade golf balls to give away. Thanks to our good friend, our great friend, Scott Austin, TaylorMade Golf. 20 dozen balls a year those guys give to us. $1,000 worth of golf balls to give away. So I certainly appreciate that. British Open is underway. We'll give you a complete leaderboard update. I can quickly tell you. That I know not everybody cares about it, but it's the biggest sporting event going on right now. And quickly tell you that Ian Poulter and Justin Rose are at 2 under par. They are the current leaders. They are among 23 guys who are par or better. They are among just 6 players who are under par right now. Jordan Spieth 1 under through 4. The guy wearing the tie this morning with the cardigan sweater, Justin Thomas, 1 under through 3. So we'll get you that. We have 6 local players playing, including Wesley Bryan, the first who's teed off. He is 2 over through 6 holes. A 5-hour time difference between here and Southport, England. So they are just past 11 o'clock in the morning there. And they tee off, as we told you yesterday. I thought Josh did a great job of explaining that. They tee off for over 10 hours there, playing off in the first tee. And they'll be playing until a little bit past 9 o'clock tonight, their time, 4 o'clock our time. So we'll give you all that coming up. The All-ACC football team was announced, the preseason All-ACC football team announced yesterday. 5 Clemson Tigers, the most of anybody. We'll also tell you about who else got votes at other positions. No wonder it took the ACC so long to count the votes. 400 wide receivers got votes and 400 linebackers got votes. 400 safety, every safety got a vote somehow, some way. So we'll tell you about that coming up. Awful news for Mike Williams, Clemson, former Clemson wide receiver, number one draft pick of the San Diego Chargers, could need season-ending back surgery. We'll tell you about that and what the doctors are saying a little bit later in the show. I've got the College of Charleston baseball mess. It's a stinking mess going on down there. It's normally not a big deal when they hire a baseball coach at Charleston from our standpoint, but. It involves Chad Holbrook, and it involves some juicy details of what happened, you know, to their old coach and why they fired him and what the alumni, include Brett Gardner, want down there. And then some accusations against Chad Holbrook from those guys. It's kind of a weird thing. The president's getting involved, and they're in, they're out, and Holbrook's in, Holbrook's out. It's a really weird, kind of a goofy deal. So we'll tell you what's going on down there with that deal. I have a couple of interesting notes on a couple of sports figures, including a Steve Stricker note. I thought that was pretty cool. Watch Ed Orgeron yesterday, coach at LSU, on Sports Center. He was sat in for a little interview with him, and he's just an interesting fella. You know, in a world full of trying to get your attention, people in this world were trying to differentiate. Let me tell you, Ed Orgeron differentiates. We'll get to that. I have two other football notes I want to do today. One is talk about the wide receivers that the Gamecocks and Tigers will be facing in this season. And it's not a who's who list. It's not like they're facing Randy Moss this year or anything. So we got that list for you. And then secondly, I want to start talking a little tiny bit about Kent State and App State. You know about NC State a little bit. We'll give you a little bit of NC State, but we'll tell you who the Bulldogs face in App State and who Clemson faces in Kent State that opening weekend and kind of what to look for as far as that is concerned. So as you can tell, a lot going on. Football and golf today, but mainly football. A little bit of golf, including live leaderboard updates and including me getting a little bit distracted by what's going on my television set. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. On our text line, it's 986-1566. Get involved back in Twitter today, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. So, a lot going on. Love to hear from you. The most important cog in the show, and the guy that went to lunch with yesterday, really one of the few times in my life I had the pleasure of sharing lunch. We'll tell you about where we went to lunch later on because it's fantastic. The captain of the ship, El Capitan, the Tattooless One, Mr. Orr 24 on Twitter, but number one in your heart, the Orr that stirs the pot. And now my eating comrade, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mickey.
Well, you can pack it away over there, can't you?
I looked over. You were done before everybody in the whole place.
Fast. I ate really fast. Too fast.
It was crazy.
How good was that food?
I haven't eaten since, so.
Really?
No.
I had a fairly decent meal. A fairly decent 40 meal last night. I would normally ask you what you did yesterday, but I know what you did yesterday.
Yeah. Had a nice big day. A nice busy day in the afternoon, so it was good.
Besides what I did with you, what else happened in your world?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know the drill there. Nothing too crazy. Just went to Greenville for a spell, came on back, had ourselves a nice little afternoon.
George Strait sings a song that says, "What's going on in your world? It sure is lonely in mine." I just want to know what's going on in your world over there.
How you played golf yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Hot.
Yeah.
Now, you know, everybody complains about it, though. I've told you this many times now. I'm like a Jaguar.
Really?
Yeah. I am heat resistant.
Ah.
You know, Jaguars they kind of thrive in heat. Blood pumps better, and they chase better. And most of the other animals are, you know, wilting in the heat. Sure. Jaguars kind of thrive in the heat. So I'm a.
You walk around?
Yesterday I rode. Good. I ride about 2 months a year. I ride. I walk the rest of the time.
You play 10 months a year?
No, I don't play golf 10 months a year. Just because of football season. But Jaguar. Like saying it that way anyway. Or Jaguar. So no, it's great. It's hot though, but I like it out there.
Everything okay at the house? I know you're alone at the house. Just you and the dogs. You're holding it down. Or we need any help? What's going on over there?
My wife does not like the dogs in our bedroom, but when she leaves, I eat Cheetos and wipe them all over our white bed sheets.
Sure.
Dogs get up there. We have a big old town. Just a big old mess at my house.
Good.
Just a big old bachelor pad again. Just smells bad. Stinks. Remind me to tell you off the air about an odor story. Can't tell you right now.
Are you sure?
I'll tell you off the air. So funny, though.
Hey, we're off the air.
It's not appropriate for on the air.
Hey, we're off the air. Go ahead.
No. I can't do that. I can't wait for the all-in cookout.
Yeah, you going?
No, I'm not invited. You're not invited. Yeah. It's a more intimate thing with these things. But I will tell you this. I'll probably like be playing golf by that time and kind of like to sneak by the 17th hole and kind of see if I see anything. See how that works out for me. That's a big deal, though, when considered who's coming in. So we'll get Paul Strelow's thoughts on that just a little bit. Hey, congratulations. Your boys won last night. Huge win, man. Like one of the biggest in history last night.
Yeah. U.S. national team beat El Salvador in the quarterfinals of the Gold Cup last night.
Man, so now they go to semis.
They go to the semis, yes.
Do I even know the name of the country that they'd be playing?
I would hope so.
Let me guess. Nicaragua.
No. They will be playing Costa Rica.
Oh, Costa Rica.
On Saturday.
See. Costa Rica. Yep. That's a big rivalry, us and Costa Rica.
Rivalry.
Yeah, it's big been old a, thriving it's been a metropolis.
Been a competitive one recently, yes.
Big, huge powerhouse in soccer. 2-0 last night, though. That was good. The Yankees lost last night.
They did.
Yankees stink it up. Yeah, 6-1.
6-1, excuse me.
Just stink it up. Not playing very well right now. I am. I felt empty yesterday.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
I didn't get any Lonzo Ball news.
Ah, man.
I didn't get any NBA. Or I didn't get any Carmelo Anthony, where he's going to be playing next year.
You didn't get any NBA news yesterday?
No, man. I felt like empty. Like I needed some summer league teams, and I need somebody to tell me what's
going on. All
right, what do you got for me?
I don't know if you saw this, but the NBA and their new partnership with Nike for the jerseys.
I like that now.
They're going to be going 4 different options for uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
The home team picks and the away team contrasts it.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool.
It's stupid.
I kind of like it.
Get a home and away. Have an alternate if you need one.
I'm with you with that one.
This is ridiculous.
How about the Mike Williams news? In case you've not seen it, ESPN's Adam Schefter. He says, boom. He's the most serious man in the world, by the way. I think he's the highest paid ESPN employee. He's the most serious man in America.
He needs to be. He has like 4 phones on set.
Man, and everybody calls the guy and loves the guy. Adam Schefter reporting that Mike Williams might have season-ending back surgery if he can't fix his back issue. He's got a disc herniation in his lower back. Schefter says Williams recently received a second epidural on a herniated disc in the last-ditch effort to might get him ready for some training camp time. Charges preparing if he will not be ready in time. There may be more serious than people thought, according to the ESPN source. Surgery on the table 3 to 4 weeks ago. 2 sources with direct knowledge say it is not on the table now. Williams is improving, according to Ian Rappaport, who tweeted this. So ESPN kind of conflicting. Schefter says, may have surgery. Rappaport says it's not. They're not going to have surgery. I would advise Mike Williams of this. As a man who has herniated disc, don't have surgery. This just goes about just life, how it works out anyway. If at all possible, avoid surgery. I gave you the financial tip yesterday. That's my medical tip of the day. If at all possible, avoid surgery. Surgery is your last ditch, last chance effort. Give it some time, man.
After this story broke yesterday with Schefter, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network kind of furthered the story and said 2 weeks ago surgery was a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
Recently, it is off the table.
Yep.
They're hoping that these shots are going to be the answer. And it would be a shame to see this guy have another surgery to his back area after everything he went through here at Clemson.
Here's the part of it. Now, there are people who say, what is it with all these Clemson skill players that get hurt all the time? C.J. Spiller, Sammy Watkins, there's others. Well, first of all, everybody in the NFL gets hurt all the time. Watch the NFL injury report, and it's like unbelievable. But that's one thing. Secondly, I don't need Mike Williams to be great in the pros. Mike Williams has done all he needs to do for me. I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want to have a lifelong back issues. If you don't need to play, don't play, man. You know, you've done good work, young man. You know, I don't have to have you to go mess up your the rest of your life for yourself.
No, but Chargers do. He wants to make a little bit of money here. He wants to earn some kind of profit for the beating his body has taken over these years.
He's already done that. Got the signing bonus. That's it. They can't take it back. He's got $12 million, I think, in the bank right now.
Yeah.
So, well, government's got 6. He's got $6 million in the bank. Never had to work a day of his life. And probably has some insurance policy in there, too. But anyway, interesting stuff. Before I take a break, let me give you a leaderboard update. Here we go. You ready?
Leaderboard.
146 U.S. Open. Not U.S. Open, British Open. From Southport, England. And Royal Bugdale. A 3-way tie for the lead right now. Ian Poulter, 2 under par through 12 holes. Justin Rose, 2 under par through 4 holes. And Stuart Manley just made birdie at 17. Or birdie at 18, I should say. 2 under par, finishes at 2 under. Russell Henley, 1 under through 8. Jordan Spieth, 1 under through 5. Henson, 1 under through 4. Justin Thomas, 1 under through 5. YK Chang, 1 under through 1. At even par through 15 holes, Dongjae Jide, Tom Lehman, Matthew Fitzpatrick through 13, Strickers through 13. Even through 12 is Alex Noren. Through 7 is Anirban Lahiri. Even through 7 is Alfie Plant, an amateur from England. Paddy Harrington, I'm a big Paddy Harrington fan now. Even through 6. SW Kim, even through 5. Koepka, even through 4. Matsuyama, even through 4. JB Holmes, even through 2. Let me just give you the players you would care about from here on out. Maybe Brendan Grace, 1 over through 12. Oosthuizen, 1 over through 4. Tommy Fleetwood, the local, 1 over through 4. Danny Willett, former Masters champion, 2 over through 14. Wesley Bryan, local guy here, 2 over through 7. Darren Clark, 2 over through 6, former champion. Thomas Peters, 2 over through 6. Now you're getting some guys that, the golf course is going to be tough. Webb Simpson, 3 over through 8. Bryson DeChambeau, 4 over through 12. David Duval, former champion, 4 over through 11. Sandy Lyle, 7 over through 16. Stuart Sink, 8 over through 16. How about that? And we still have a long list of guys who have not teed off yet, including William McGirt and Bill Haas and some local guys, Ernie Els, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, Adam Scott, Kevin Kisner, Jimmy Walker, Dustin Johnson, Roy McIlroy, John Rahm. Hadn't even teed off yet. Kyle Stanley. Hadn't even teed off yet. So it's going to be a long day of golf. I love it, though. Absolutely love it. When we come back, we're going to... I'll dive into this College of Charleston baseball thing for you. It really is a mess. And I'm not sure I'd want to be the College of Charleston baseball coach after what's going on down there right now. Including the one part of the mess is the kind of accusations by former players there that Chad Holbrook's had some recruiting issues. So there's a lot to get to in this next segment. Also, later in this hour, we'll start looking at wide receivers that Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia have to face this year. Give you some of the top players there. And look forward to the opening weeks of the non-conference schedule who Clemson and South Carolina and Georgia will face. We'll do that when you return for more. It's the Mickey Plata Show. Hope you will come back. I do want to tell you about Blue Ridge Security Solutions and what they do for us here at the station. It is little wonder why we are in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. We love Blue Ridge Security Solutions. We love what they do and how they do. We are proud to be with these guys. I went a while ago and looked in the other room. We've got our cameras that are up and running and perimeter secured now. We feel great inside of our building here. Let them protect your inventory, your people, your cash flow, your customers. Let them do it with the best technology, and let them do it with central monitoring right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Good folks. It's our great friends at Blue Ridge Security Solutions. It's very easy to see. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. It's the Mickey Plata Show. You're listening to 105.5 The Roar.
When you make the best tractors, you back them by the best warranty. Through September 30th, see Steck Equipment in Anderson. Buy a Coyote CS, CK10, DK10, or NX model tractor and receive a total of 6 years extended powertrain warranty coverage. Steck Equipment sells Coyote tractors and UTVs. They're both industry leaders for your outdoor maintenance projects. Run ahead of the pack. Coyote tractors and UTVs from Steck Equipment. 405 McGee Road, Anderson. 225-5666. See dealer for details.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
There's never been a better time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Like 2017 F-150s, starting at just $23,560. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. 2017 F-150s starting at just $23,560. Serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford for the ride of a lifetime. Offer good through October 2nd.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
When a business has taken care of their customers for over 70 years, you know they've done right by you. That company is Reed's Jewelers, celebrating 71 years in business throughout July. To say thanks, Reed's is having a special deal for WCCP listeners. July 20th through 23rd, WCCP listeners can save $71 on a $300 or more purchase. That's just one way they're thanking you for making them so successful. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk and Haywood Mall, online at Reed's.com.
Hey, Clemson, Seneca, Oconee, surrounding areas. It's time to raise your internet speed limit. Introducing 100 megabit per second internet from Northland. Now you can stream, shop, and stay connected with internet speeds four times faster than ever before. It enables students to get faster internet speeds. It enables them to connect with family back home. And it gets families ready for students about ready to leave home for college. Northland also provides business services with over 1 gig of fiber solutions. Multiple users and devices perform better with faster speeds. So go ahead, merge out of the slow lane and experience 100 meg internet from Northland today. Come home to connect. Come home to Northland. Visit getnorthland.com/speedup or stop by your local Northland office to learn more. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds may vary. Limited time offer. Other taxes and fees may apply.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Normally, the only time I talk College of Charleston baseball is if they play in Clemson or South Carolina, and we give you a little weekend update or a little midweek update. It's been a wild time. As a matter of fact, the Charleston Post and Courier, the newspaper there, has called it, quote, part of a crazy 24-hour period. Let me read to you a little bit from an article Andrew Miller and David Caraviglio have about the opening of the job there. Let me back all the way up and tell you that I'll go down the bottom of the article that they are looking for the successor to Matt Heath. If you remember, Heath was fired on June 30th after only 2 seasons. The school launched an investigation into allegations of abusive behavior towards players. He denied any wrongdoing and filed suit for wrongful termination. Some of those players and stories have come out that he was just berating players all the time, verbal abuse, and just this awful guy down there, which I don't know. That's just what they're accused of. So kind of a mess there, right? Monty Lee's got him in great shape down there. This guy comes in and fired him after 2 years. So that's a little bit of a mess. It gets worse with the hiring process. according to Charleston Post Courier, an avalanche of support from former players, a candidate who was in, then out, then back in again, and a university president who couldn't make up his mind. All of it makes for a topsy-turvy Wednesday in the muddled College of Charleston's already long search for a new baseball coach. Former University of South Carolina head coach Chad Holbrook apparently out of the running after his hire was initially thwarted by the school president, Glenn McConnell, emerged once again as a candidate Wednesday night in the face of overwhelming support from ex-players for former Cougars pitching coach Scott Foxhall. As part of a crazy 24-hour period that started Tuesday when Holbrook accepted the offer to become the Cougars head coach, according to sources. But McConnell, the president, initially nixed the hire. Sources said in part because of a strong lobby by a number of former players, most notably New York Yankees outfielder Brett Gardner, on Foxhall's behalf. By Wednesday afternoon, it appeared Holbrook was pulling himself out of consideration for the job, but the former South Carolina head coach reemerged as a candidate later in the day after McConnell had a change of heart, according to sources. It is hardly the first time College of Charleston has had coaching searches go awry, according to the newspaper. Basketball coach Tom Herrien was hired to replace John Kress after the 2002, despite overwhelming fan support for Greg Marshall, a longtime assistant. Herrien was fired in 2006. Marshall took the job only to change his mind and return to Winthrop the next day. Then Bobby Crimmins was hired, but also after the college also interviewed former Coastal head coach Buzz Peterson, who was confident in his prospects until was informed but Crimmins had the job. Many Cougar fans are miffed that Doug Wojcik was fired at Tulsa, was hired to replace Crimmins in 2012 after being involved in an investigation of alleged verbal abuse of players. Wofford's head basketball coach Mike Young was a candidate but withdrew his name from consideration for the basketball job. And eventually, they went to, with Earl Grant. This is, he was the first choice of Charleston's first year athletic director, Mike Roberts, longtime friends with USC former coach in their days together back in the North Carolina baseball program. He's one of three candidates to interview for the job, along with Foxhall and Clemson assistant Bradley LaCroix. Initially, after being off the job on Tuesday, Holbrook was told to inform his family they would be relocating to the Lowcountry, according to a source, but the wave of support for Foxhall and former players led the president to have second thoughts. Rod Gardner, how about this? You know, you're a Yankee guy, right? Rod Gardner signed a $52 million contract in 2014.
What? Brett Gardner.
Brett Gardner. Rod Gardner's former wide receiver comes from Brett Gardner. $52 million? Come on, man. What are we doing paying a Punch and Judy $52 million?
The guy was a Gold Glove winner in left field, batted over 300 after that season.
Whatever,
you know, stole a bunch of bases.
Can't play.
Had a nice, you know, arm in left field. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
He's a terrible arm in left field.
He had two Gold Gloves. He does fine in left field.
Can't play a lick.
Oh, okay.
60 former players sent a letter that former Cougar outfielder Chris Campbell delivered to the president and to the AD for Foxhall support on July the 12th. The letter, and I read it, and I'll get this to you a little later in the show or a little later in the segment. The letter made reference to Chad Holbrook's shady recruiting tactics. I'm a little surprised they went that route, but was Chad Holbrook recruiting shadily at South Carolina? Is that what he's known for?
What does the letter say?
I'll read it to you in a minute. Let me get Delvin, and I'll get it right here to you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get to our Northern Communication phone line. Delvin's at Fountain Inn. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing fantastic.
At this rate, man, at this rate, I wouldn't be surprised they named Earl Grant the head coach. And he'd be shocked. He'd be standing there supporting baseball. He'd be like, what, me? I didn't even know I was getting a job. Yeah.
They've handled their business down there. They hire people, they fire them. There's verbal abuse all over the place. They get people, they back out, people support. It just seems like just a mess down there.
And my question is this. I know the president want to do right by the players, and I know the reason he listened to it because that money, because Brett Gunner got that money and stuff, and say he probably say I'll stop showing my support. But if I think like this, let's say Scott Foxhall get the job, and let's just say Chad Holbrook get another job, have great success, and Scott Foxhall struggles at College of Charleston. If I'm the president, I'm going to blame the players. I'm saying, you guys told me to hire this guy. He's struggling, and I'm firing this guy. I'm blaming everything on you.
Yeah. It is. It seems like to me they're messing up about everywhere they could mess it up. And I have to tell you right now, if I'm Bradley Leacroy, I want to be the head coach somewhere, but I don't want to be at this mess right now. You're kind of walking into a mess. And if I'm Monty Lee, I know it's your alma mater, but, man, I feel great that I'm not down there anymore and I'm up here in a better program. It all comes down to leadership. And apparently, if it would be fine if this is behind closed doors, but this thing's gotten out. And it just makes you look bad in the end.
If I'm Chad Holbrook, I don't even take the job. I'm saying, man, you gave me the job, and then you took it away from me. I don't even want it now. Yeah. Or I asked for more money.
Yeah, I wouldn't get involved in it. If at all possible, I wouldn't get involved in the mess.
Like I said, Mickey Earl Grant will be named the head coach.
There is the last time I was in Charleston, I went to their athletic facilities, and in their basketball, they got a nice little basketball arena there. There's a big, huge mural of Brett Gardner, and it's pretty interesting to see. He's a big deal down there. I mean, New York Yankee guy, he's a big deal to him. So apparently, these former players just didn't want to be involved with it. Kind of crazy. But now, to me, the thing that I got out of it was that is Chad Holbrook a is he a shady recruiter? Does he do anything that's not on the up and up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, you didn't even hear this about Chad Holbrook. That's how bad they want Scott Foxhole to be the coach. They'll come up with anything, just not how the coach. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. There's no doubt it is a kind of a tainted job now. Be interested to see what comes out of it. Hey, Devin, as usual, buddy, you know, I always appreciate the phone call. Have a great one.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Would you want to take the job now? I mean, I guess you're taking it at a pretty low point. The president, the AD, they're not on the same page. It's just not. I don't know anything about Scott Foxhall. He might be the best coach in college baseball in the future. I don't know anything about that. I don't know how Holbrook would do down there. Well, on the letter, I'm just reading this for the first time. Heath claims that the president didn't even refuse to meet with him to discuss the allegations that they levied against him. That's in his lawsuit. How about that? Didn't know that was the case. At least meet with the guy. It didn't seem like bad leadership there somehow, somewhere. Just find a way to get out of your mess. Stop digging. My good friend Jim Davis always said that. You want to get out of a hole? Stop digging. Somebody have some sense down there, and somebody do the right thing down there somehow, somewhere.
Don't you still take the job, though? If it's your dream to become a college baseball coach, head coach.
If you're Chad Holbrook, do you take it?
I mean, do you have any other better options right now?
You could have been Vanderbilt assistant coach.
Is that a better option than a head coaching job?
I don't know. I told you before, I don't hire people who aren't climbers.
Okay, well, then don't hire Chad Holbrook. Then I don't know what to tell you.
You are, I'd wipe the slate clean and start. I wouldn't hire any of the three so far. If I did, I might hire Bradley. I'd hire Bradley anyway, but.
You wouldn't hire the guy who's been endorsed by 60 players, former players?
Maybe.
I mean, that's got to speak volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's their alma mater. They need to be in good hands, and they think this guy can do it.
Yeah. I would say that. If you're that guy, you've been there before. Maybe you can come in and turn it around. I don't know. I wouldn't hire Holbrook now if my former players think the guy's a cheater and don't want him. 60 of my former players signed this letter. I wouldn't want him now, would you?
No, you don't go anywhere near him now. But you offer the job to the guy they endorsed.
Yeah, I guess. It's just a weird, strange thing down there, and it continues to be weird down there, and it does involve a former South Carolina baseball coach. Interesting stuff. When we come back, I want to get into the wide receivers that Clemson and South Carolina and Georgia will face this year. I have some good news. You're not facing Randy Moss and Jerry Rice this year. It's just not a great list. And so if you're young in your secondary, if you don't have a great pass rush, if you've got some issues in your secondary, I got some good news for you. It's going to turn out okay because you're the guys that you're going to have to cover It's really not that big of a deal for you. Hey, folks, Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Speaking of Charleston, there's tremendous amounts or several locations there. If you're listening to us down in the Low Country, I'll be in the Low Country speaking in August to the Charleston Clemson Club later this in the month of August. And, like to take Mayor down, take her down to Urban Nirvana. She can do it in Greenville. She normally goes to Greenville locations. She has family near Lexington. They've got locations there. Buy the gift cards. It's easy. You purchase your gift cards right there. We're talking about Urban Nirvana. It is the completely different kind of spa experience. You'll get to be indulging in mind clearing and body cleansing and just feeling great about everybody. Got a great team of professionals there with massage therapists, with skincare therapists, with great client services, with great service and products and great hair specialists. The professional spa and salon services at Urban Nirvana. Very simple, men. Buy your wife, buy your girlfriend, Urban Nirvana gift certificates. Purchase the gift card at urbannirvana.com. We'll take a break. Talk some opposing wide receivers in your turn for more. It's the Mickey Potter Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
The countdown is on. 44 days to Clemson Tiger football.
Austin Wilson in shotgun, awaiting the snap. Gets it. Play action. Wants to throw. Looking downfield. Throws. And that ball's going to be picked off. Cordray Tankersley at the 11. Tankersley will return it out to the 14. And Clemson again comes up with a pick.
Every thrilling minute on the flagship station for Clemson football. WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. All in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy two made-from-scratch sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits for just $4. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Link Belt equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair, in many cases right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca, which will open in August. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
This warm and sunny time of year should be filled with happy memories, road tripping to vacations. That is why My Garage by Essex wants you to have a happy car. Because who wants to spend their trip to the beach worrying about their car not starting or any other painful car mishaps? Not us. My Garage has a team of highly skilled mechanics with over 100 years experience who are honest, reliable, and professionally trained, which is reflected by doing the job right the first time. Don't leave your family's getaway up to chance. You all deserve to have a pain-free getaway. And while you wait for your car to be treated like the major investment it is, treat yourself to some hot coffee and free wireless anytime in our comfortable waiting room. My Garage is here for you. Come visit My Garage by Essex for all your maintenance and repair needs on Highway 93 in Clemson. Or call 633-5800. That's 633-5800. Happy motoring.
So my sales rep of 16 years up and quits. I'm buried.
I'm swamped. I'm the head of HR for a new medical center. I have dozens of resumes, but no one qualified.
I needed to hire 3 people with a very specific skill set for a new department. Where was I supposed to find them?
ZipRecruiter.
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 With one click, my job was posted on over 100 top job sites.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Their matching technology really worked. Within hours, I had applications from qualified candidates ready to review.
They get results.
They made hiring simple, and it was free to try.
I signed up for free and had the position filled just in time.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in one day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Coleman, the name that defined outdoor living, has now redefined indoor living with the Coleman Echelon Premium Comfort System. Redefining efficiency that significantly reduces your energy costs while being environmentally friendly. Redefining technology for quiet operation and connected functionality, giving you precise control. Redefining quality because Coleman HVAC systems are designed, engineered, and assembled in the United States and backed by industry-leading warranties. Stay cool and comfortable throughout this season with Coleman Echelon provided by A1 Heating and Air. Call A1 Heating and Air today. Your local Coleman HVAC dealer at 864-844-1273. Call A1 Heating and Air at 864-844-1273 and learn how a new Coleman HVAC system can improve your family's home comfort this season and every season.
If it's happening in sports,
BYOG, bring your own guts!
You'll find it first on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Canty Can Fix It. Canty Can Foundation Specialists. They've got a big, huge team. Big, huge company that can come in and help it and turn your bad situation to a good one. Could imagine a whole lot worse than your foundation of your home having major issues. Why not let Canty Foundation take care of it for you? They'd love to. If you see cracks in your doorways above windows or jammed doors or windows, cracks in your ceilings, cracks in your drywalls, cracks in your foundations, cracks in your driveway, your walkway, steps, bricks. Let them take care of it for you because it could get worse. It might not be an issue, but it could get worse. It could get a lot worse. You want to see our good friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. Canty Foundation Specialists at CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. I'll give you the preseason all-ACC team at 7 o'clock. Review that specifically with the wide receivers. Three wide receivers on the first team. Deion Kane, number one. Amon Richards, sophomore from Miami, too. They don't play. Clemson doesn't play them. Cam Phillips had a good year last year at Virginia Tech. Cam Phillips is the second leading receiver in the ACC, returning leading receiver in the ACC. Last year, 76 receptions, 963 yards, 5 scores. In the title game against Clemson down in beautiful Orlando, 12 catches, 92 yards. She had a good year last year. Outside of that in the league, by the way, Deion Kane was number one for the vote getters in the ACC. Hunter Renfro was fourth, just one spot out. Jalen Smith of Louisville. Smith had a pretty good year last year. He'll play a bigger role this year because of the guys that they lost at wide receiver. But Jalen Smith last year, 27 catches, 599 yards, 6 touchdowns. Taller guy, by the way. Against Clemson last year, 4 catches, 54 yards in Death Valley. Next is Naquan Murray from Florida State. Murray didn't do anything early last year. Really wasn't supposed to be the guy. As it turned out, later in the year was the best receiver at Florida State. Murray last year, 27 catches, 441 yards, 5 touchdowns. Against Clemson in that epic win for the Tigers in Tallahassee last year, 6 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. Next is Irvin Phillips at Syracuse. Don't let the numbers fool you. Phillips is a product of the system. Irvin Phillips is a good player. But 90 catches last year for 822 yards, 6 touchdowns.
against Clemson, 8 for 48. But that's the system. They just throw it a lot all over the place. Auden Tate, I'm sorry, all right, Clemson didn't play just your way at Pittsburgh. Auden Tate at Florida State is next. Tate's this taller target, you know, 6'4 guy. But did he have a good year last year? 25 catches, 409 yards, 6 touchdowns. Against Clemson last year, 1 catch for 23 yards. Are you scared of Auden Tate? They don't play Romney at Duke. They don't play Prohl at North Carolina. Ricky June at Georgia Tech's not going to scare you. I'll ask you this. One guy, all-purpose guy, is Jalen Samuels. He's that H-back, wide receiver, running back guy. He is 55 catches last year, 565 yards, 7 touchdowns. Had a nice game against Clemson. Watched that game last night, by the way.
I watched South Carolina, Tennessee yesterday.
Really?
And I caught it in the beginning where they got in that little fight in the end zone. Remember that?
Yeah. Nice. Forgot about it until you mentioned it.
Started throwing uppercuts.
What'd you think? Gamecocks look good? Bentley looked good? Tennessee looked good?
I remember Tennessee was number 13 in the country during that game or whatever it was. And it was great to watch that.
Last night on the top 25 games of the year, Clemson, NC State. And I don't know how Clemson won that one.
Oh, I could tell by my Twitter reactions that that was playing. People got all fired up again.
Jalen Samuels last year in Death Valley, 9 catches, 100 yards. He was just one of 3 players to have 100 yards receiving against Clemson last year. The kid, Steven Lewis, is a decent player at NC State.
Am I correct in Clemson had the most guys on the preseason football team?
Yep, 5.
But weren't picked to win their division.
Right, Florida State.
Who had 3.
Right. But at the key positions, we'll see. And then you got to throw in Debo Samuel, 59 catches, 783 yards, 1 touchdown. Last year against Clemson, 4 receptions for 14 yards. Brian Edwards, 44 catches last year, 590 yards, 4 scores. Did have the 1 catch against Clemson, 33-yard trick play from Samuel. The point is that Clemson just doesn't play a whole lot of very talented wide receivers this year. South Carolina, same thing. I mean, it's just not the SEC. It's just not a great wide receiver class this year in the SEC either. And you throw Georgia in that list. I gave you the NC State guys that South Carolina will face. Notre Dame, in bringing it back, I think Notre Dame's passing game is not going to scare a whole lot of folks next year. It's not like they've got the St. Brown kid had a good year last year. He's not scaring a whole lot of guys there, though. In the SEC, Calvin Ridley is one you wait to take off, and he does. Probably the best way to describe it, Calvin Ridley, he's good, but he kind of sucks. Last year, 72 catches, 769 yards, 7 touchdowns. Get some drops in there. It's just inconsistent. The Gamecocks will face Christian Kirk at A&M. I like Kirk. Kirk's an exciting – he's not the biggest guy in the world. He's at 5'10", probably, 195 probably. Last year, 928 yards, 9 touchdowns. Punt return guy, though, too. That's probably the one I'd be the most scared of if I'm South Carolina. Juwan Moore is a solid, really, really good player, I guess you could say, at Missouri, who in their offense you'd worry about. A guy that had a good year last year with 60 catches, did have 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns, and Drew Locke's a good quarterback to get in the ball. Antonio Callaway is kind of a mystery guy, very, very inconsistent. Up and down. Outside of that, Juwan Jennings at Tennessee doesn't really scare you. The point through all this is that there's not great wide receivers out there that the Gamecocks, Tigers, and Bulldogs will be facing this year. If you're the secondary coach at our 3 schools we follow the closest here, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. And if anything, I learned this years ago from when we had Mickey Andrews on the show. If anything, this is going to allow your run defense to be better. Follow me. If you're not having these safeties have to pay attention to these deep threats and these great wide receivers you're going up against, then you can allow that safety to creep in that box a little bit more, a little more run support. I don't think South Carolina's got a great pass rush, but you're not having to cover the best wide receivers in the country. I think Georgia's got a decent pass rush. Georgia's got a good secondary. Clemson, I think, has got a great pass rush and a good secondary. But the point is, I don't think these guys are going to light you up. I don't think there's guys out there that you really just have to game plan for, you know? If you're now, the one, I guess, curveball through it all is that South Carolina's got to face Clemson and their wide receivers. I'll put it to you like this, Zach. Phil Steele has the top wide receiver corps in the country. He puts out 50 of them. Clemson has, they'll face South Carolina, who's 15th. They'll face Florida State, who's 18th. NC State, who's 20th. Are you scared of the 20th best wide receiver? I'm sorry, 28th. Are you scared of the 28th best wide receiver corps in the country?
No, neither is South Carolina.
Are you scared of the 34th in Louisville, the 43rd in Syracuse? That's it.
South Carolina, 15 at South, for South Carolina is great.
It is great.
It's great.
Clemson, by the way, on that list, I think 7th. I think I'm right with saying that. Yeah, Clemson has the 7th best wide receiver corps in the country.
Man, is there anybody as hateable as Ian Poulter on the tour?
I could see why people would hate Ian Poulter. I'm trying to talk football. You're talking golf over there.
I'm sorry. I'm going to do what you're going to do the rest of the show. I know. Where you look at a guy, make a pun, and you go, wow, I hate that guy.
Yeah. I can see why people hate Ian Poulter. The hair, the looks, the accent, the attitude.
He's also really sensitive on Twitter.
Oh, is he?
Very sensitive on Twitter.
I tell you what else he is. He's the guy that can stir things up in the Ryder Cup. You know, he's got kind of in-your-face guy. The guy kind of talks some trash, in-your-face guy. Interesting stuff. And we have a tweet here. This is interesting. I mean, a text here. By the way, get your tweets in, top of the hour tweets. This is an interesting text. Texter asks, could Deion Cain leave Clemson as the all-time leading career touchdowns, receiving touchdowns?
What was that sentence?
Well, let me read it. Let me read exactly how he said it. Could Deion Cain have a chance to be Clemson's all-time leader for touchdowns?
Okay.
And I think that's for receptions.
Yeah.
Because it's not for rushing or anything. It's got to be receptions. The 27 is the record. That is Nuke Hopkins and Sammy Watkins.
You got to think he's leaving after this season as well.
That's what I'm thinking. The answer is no, because he's going to leave after the season. Right now, he has 14. So if he played 2 years, he's on schedule. Now he'll get more balls, you're thinking. Caught 9 last year, caught 5 as a freshman. He's on schedule to break the record.
Have to have a big year this year.
But you don't think he's going to stay all 4 years. You don't think, at least. So the answer to that would be no. Unless you're thinking he could get 14 this year. There's no way, right?
What's Nuke's single season record?
Single season record? Does Nuke have the single season record?
I believe he does.
Pull out my brand new Clemson media guide.
Yeah, man, where's my media guide?
I'll give you this, and I got another one at the house.
Come on, man.
I'm supposed to give it to you already.
I know it.
Single season. Well, Mike Williams has played against South Carolina every year, or every game he'd have done that. Individual single season best. Career is 27. I told you that. Bear with me here. I think that Kane, he's got to become more consistent, by the way. I need that consistency. That all that goes out the window. I was all ready to anoint him the next great one. And then the spring game, because in the national championship game, he looked great. In the spring game, he didn't. Touchdowns, receiving touchdowns, the record is 18 by Nuke. Dang. Next best, Sammy with 12. Sammy had 12 twice. 18 in 2012.
So it's doable.
It is doable. But is Kelly Bryant, Hunter Johnson, Cooper, are those guys going to be the guys that get him the ball and do that for him? I don't know. Can't say that. Let me tell you about Trehel, TREHEL.com. 800-319-7006. 800-319-7006. Trehel's got a big, big deal coming up next week, a big anniversary coming up next week. We're going to get over there and celebrate it with them. Let me tell you the difference in the design build firms and what they do and how they do it. The same company that designs it builds it. And that way you don't have a different architect dealing with a different contractor. And then you go back and forth and change orders and arguments and changing everything and delays and then having increased expenses. If one company designs it and the same company that designs it builds it, then it just works to better as far as the timing goes, better as far as the money goes. And then it's about relationships. To find out more about the better building process, this design build deal, go with Trehel, TreHEL.com. They're set up for success, and then they're great people. Make sure that happens. Got a busy hour at number two. We're going to talk opponents and opening weeks right after this.